643-1290. Who we got next? We got Lloyd with us. Hi, Lloyd.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. Seems you're having fun today.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Actually, I'm calling to say that I was glad to hear you rethink one issue, and that was the one about women being able to bare their breasts.
Yeah.
You know, you started off originally saying basically it was a tempest in a teapot, kind of trivial.
Or as Councillor Ted Wernham said the other night, a tempest in a B-cup.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll agree with that, too. But I have to agree with that to some degree in that whether they do it or not actually to me is trivial. But the change in the law was a fundamental issue.
Yes, yes. And again, I did change my mind. The issue that Harry's talking about, I don't have a closed mind on it. If there's more information comes along, maybe I will change my mind on that in the future. But I don't think I've got any shortage of information on it.
No, and in actual fact, what I want to do is take that the same points there, because that's exactly the same way I think about the Boxing Day openings.
Mm-hmm.
I think whether the store is open or not, to me, is entirely trivial because I'm not going to be there.
Yep.
But changing the law is absolutely fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
That what you have is one sector prevented from operating on that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any other business can be there. I mean, we have all the obvious things, the necessities, the hospitals, the police, they're there. And nobody disputes that. But you can take a look at a lot of things that aren't necessary. Gas stations, variety stores, radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
A day without CJBK, you know, admitted it may be a sad thing, but it's certainly not the end of the world.
Well, although we are required by law to be on, so we don't have an option.
Yeah, which in actual fact, I would have to disagree with any requirement that you be on.
It's part of the license, but
yeah.
It's a whole other story.
But the whole thing is, I guess I'm calling to say I think you should reconsider your point on the Boxing Day openings. I mean, I don't really care whether stores are open or not, and quite frankly, if they are, fine, if they aren't, fine. But I do think that the government stepping in and placing a law in saying that they cannot be or that they have to be are both equally reprehensible.
You know, I think you're right. I think you're right. However, I still maintain my concern about it because I see it as part of our trivializing of the family. And there are people who maybe Harry will agree with me on this one, but I do think we have trivialized the family to a certain extent, and again, we are kind of secularizing society.
Well, I'm a firm believer in the separation of church and state.
Yeah, and so am I. And I think your point is...
It offends me that the Canadian National Anthem refers to God. I think that's wrong.
Yeah, your point is very well taken about Boxing Day, and I guess if I'm going to apply the same criteria to that as I did to the breast issue, I think you're right. I think you're right.
I was hoping you'd say that. Yeah. I think that's great, Jim.
Hey, I've said many times, you show me how I'm wrong. I'm not ashamed to say I'm wrong. I was always raised to believe that the truth is what matters, not your opinion.
I think, to be honest, a couple of callers have been kind of hard on you because you've upset them. And I've got to admit, Jim, I've listened to you before and you've upset me before. But the fact that we disagree on some issues is not a major worry. That's what makes life a lot of fun.
That's what I thought.
We disagree on some things. I agree. I love your show. I'm always happy to throw in my two cents worth, I guess.
I'm glad you phoned us today to share that with us. Thanks very much.
Okay, Jim.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Bye.